Hello and welcome back to my podcast channel, Tanmay Talks. My name is Tanmay and in these podcasts, I talk about small things which can bring a big change in your life and business. So in today's episode, I'm going to talk about something which has always bothered me. Bothered in the sense that it has always been a big question for me. I've always been wondering as to, you know, I have seen so many people who are working 9 to 5 in a nice corporate job, though I have to say that 9 to 5 doesn't exist anymore. It's all about, you know, work all the time. But the point is that, you know, they work in a nice corporate job. They have successful positions, fancy and wonderful designations. They have name, fame. They're part of a good organization and a very good high-paying salary. But still, they decide to leave all this and make a switch, and they decide to become either self-employed or become an entrepreneur. And I would always wonder as to, you know, what is that motivation? What is that one thing which kind of drives them to take such a big decision? Because this is a big decision indeed. And to talk about this, I have a very close and very good friend of mine, Ashish, with me. Ashish, welcome to this podcast.
Thank you, Tanmay. Glad to be here as a part of the whole show.
Thank you so much, Ashish. Now, just a little about Ashish. Well, he has been a management graduate. He is also a visiting faculty in various business schools. He has worked in various organizations, started his career with the service industry in hospitality and tourism, but eventually moved to automobile sector, wherein he worked for companies like Maruti, Hyundai, Fiat, Nissan in marketing, advertising, product planning, sales planning, so on and so forth. But few years back, after working successfully in various organizations for last, for 15 years nearly, he decided to make a switch. And this is exactly the switch which I was talking about, which always, you know, made me feel and made me wonder as to why do people do that. So Ashish, help me in understanding as to, you know, what drove you to take some decision of moving from corporate to doing something on your own. And not just you, but I've seen so many other people who are doing the same thing. So help me out with that.
So Tanmay, yes, what made me take that call and what made me switch from a well-paying, established, comfortable job, a 9-to-5 job, to an entrepreneurship venture, yes, there could be a lot of reasons, and probably it might not be all that easy to really talk them all out in a small session like this. But nevertheless, it's something interesting that you talked about. You talked about people moving from already seen as success kind of careers and taking the plunge. And let me just first of all talk about something on success. So what exactly does success mean to you? Probably what it means to you is not exactly what it means to me. For right. Some people, success could be all about money, right?
Right.
When we start our career, we always start humble. We always start very small. And then we set milestones for ourselves. We say, okay, the day I'm going to be drawing X amount of money, I would call myself successful. The day I'm going to be having that X converted 2X or 5X, I'll say I'm going to be now very successful. So some people measure success in terms of money. Some people yet, on the other hand, could be measuring success in terms of fame. Have I really become a role model for other people? How many followers do I have? How many people really look forward to hearing me out, listening to me? How many people actually are emulating my own path to success in the past? And that could be one of the things. And yet, there could be something else. For some people, and I would say to an extent, what made me switch is some people like me probably seek satisfaction from whatever you're doing.
Right.
And that could be another measure of success. And I felt somewhere while I had been drawing a certain level of money, I was able to climb up the corporate hierarchy to a certain level. But I felt that for me, success is something that can be achieved only when I'm really happy and satisfied with whatever I'm doing. And that's what probably in some manner led me to take this call.
So Ashish, what I can, you know, gain from what you just said is that you said the measure of success is very different for different people. So therefore, the reason for leaving or taking this decision is also very different for different people. Second, you talk about the satisfaction, being happy. And sometimes you just think that, you know, I have already achieved a level, you know, what next? I mean, this kind of a thing will keep on going, you know, you become a general manager, you become a AVP, then you become a VP, then you become a SVP, EVP. I mean, there's no end to it. And I have myself experienced something like this. That's a wonderful, point. But I was always wondering, you know, that while you are in a job, at least you are in a certain kind of a comfort zone because you get your, you know, salary at the end of the month. And here you are getting into a situation which is so uncomfortable. you're not very sure about things, you have a lot of anxiety, and then there is an element of fear also, and then your life can actually change. So what do you think about that?
So Tanmay, I do completely relate to the fact that it is very important for an individual to reach a certain level of comfort, because all of us are struggling at some point in time or the other. Either you're struggling for, you know, getting basic necessities in place, or you have certain dreams which do require a lot of resources to really accomplish. And it requires you to work very hard. And once you're working very hard, you are seeking that comfort. All of us seek that comfort. There's nothing wrong about it. But the other thing is getting into a comfort zone. Now that's where I see a bit of a issue. Because the problem is, the minute you get into a comfort zone, that is when you stop striving hard. That is when you actually stop taking risks in life.
Well, that I have
is
to when... agree with you in that. Seriously.
Yeah. And you know, that is where the whole negative journey starts. So a lot of people, a lot of friends and colleagues of mine who'd been into corporate jobs, and they had reached a certain level of comfort which is good, and I think they very well deserve that level of comfort. But once you get into that comfort zone, which pushes you into not taking any kind of risk, any kind of new thing, then your learnings also kind of slow down and all, and those are things that are actually very detrimental in life. And if you ask for me, for example, I really sensed this in time, and I'm glad that I sensed that I was moving into that comfort zone, and which kind of unsettled me a little. While even being in a job, I had always been looking for challenges. And I'm glad for the fact that whatever amount of time, whatever number of years I spent in the corporate world, I had picked up very challenging assignment, very challenging jobs, and I was able to deliver on most of them. And that's one of the reasons why I was able to rose so high. And so I had initial tough time and really worked hard to really come up to the mark. And eventually I started enjoying it.
This brings to my next question, you know, that, you know, someone takes a lot of effort to reach a certain level in the corporate world, you know, make his position just the way you have done it. And then at some point, you'll just let it go. So obviously the motivation, the drive has to be phenomenal, you know, for you to kind of let go something, because letting go of something which is nice and which, you know, which is exciting is very difficult. But there has to be something else which is there. And I think, and I completely agree with you, that sometimes, you know, it's a difficult decision. And you used a word called challenging. And I think, you know, it's very apt to say that sometime we have to convert our fears into challenge. And I think that is something which, you know, drives. I think there's an old saying, you know, there's an ad which says ki dar ke aage jeet hai.
Yes.
So you know, there's obviously a success once you are able to overcome your fears. Now, one thing which I've always thought is, because the notion is that if a person is left his job, his or her job, and getting into being self-employed or getting into being an entrepreneur, how does friends and family take it? Is there a notion that, oh, he must have started his own company or own business simply because, you know, he must have lost his job, or because, you know, he's no more good in his game? You know, there are a lot of people who think something like this. Oh, you must have started because you must have lost your job, and what do you do? The fact that there's no option left for you than something which you genuinely wanted to do. So how do you convince people? Is there a need to convince people? What do you say?
So very rightly said, Tanmay. And first of all, yes, you are always surrounded by friends and family and relatives, and who would have their own ways of, you know, interpreting your actions. They would also always have their own opinions. And generally, I think they are entitled to, because they are closed ones, and that's the reason why they're concerned. That's the reason why they come and ask you, why have you decided to leave your job? Probably because they are concerned about you. Fair enough. No problem. But then my question is, should you be driven by the opinions of others? I'm sure the answer is no.
No, I agree.
Right. So eventually, because you are the master of your own self, your own destiny, you decide for your own self, you know your own internal strengths, you know exactly where you can do well and which are the areas where probably you might need to work a little hard, improve yourself, and then you can win the game. So while opinions of others matters, they need to be tackled, they need to be taken into consideration and cognizance, but eventually I think it is your call. You have to do stuff. And you, let me also share with you, and when I took this call, and I'm sure a lot of other people like me who would have actually decided to leave a well-paying, comfortable, a successful job and career and to do something on your own, there are a lot of people actually who will come to you and say, hey, Are you doing the right thing? Some people will also come and tell it to you on the face. You're doing something which is very stupid.
Well, it happens. And I'm sure that a lot of people, you know, who have taken a similar plunge just the way you have or who are planning, they would have faced something like this, or they would definitely face something like this. And, you know, you have people who are supportive, who support you, who are there for you, who guide you. And then there are people who would kind of give you a very contrary argument that, no, you're doing a big mistake. You should not do it. But I completely agree that it all boils down to what you think, what you have in mind.
And that is where it matters. While you're doing whatever you want to do, there'll always be a lot of negativity flowing around. And that negativity will hit you the hardest when it is coming to you from your closest people. So one of the things I would suggest and advise is that, you know, you need to be really, really insulated in terms of, you know, any kind of negativity coming and reaching you, because any kind of fear that you carry in your mind before you actually take your initial few steps can be actually detrimental. So it's very important before you actually take up a plunge like this, you really decide to really do something on your own. It is important that you need to learn how to deal with your own fears, whether it is your own internal fears, because obviously we all are human beings, we are all individuals. We also have our own fears. So you need to know, first of all, how to deal with your own fears, and then the external factors, people who are near to you, known to you, when they come and challenge you on your notion, how do you really deal with that? So first and foremost, I think, let's be objective. Let's be strong. Let's evaluate things not just purely on the basis of emotions, but also have a rational side to the brain also, and then try and evaluate.
In fact, I have noticed that sometimes, you know, the people or some of our friends and relatives actually seems to have more idea about what we should do in life than we, you know, what we should do. So, you know, there will be a lot of suggestions which will come. Oh, you know, I think you should do this. I think this will be good for you. And then you just think, you know what? As if like everyone knows what is good for me, except for me. So that's something which is there. One of the words which I would want to seek from you is, what are the challenges that you think will come, and how do one need to prepare for this? So what your kind of a word to, you know, people who are thinking of leaving their job and getting into something on their own? So what are your words to them?
So let me ask you on that, Tanmay, what is the biggest fear for someone who's planning to leave the job?
The salary,
exactly, right? So everybody who's planning to be on their own and don't want to be working in a corporate setup where you're actually supposed to be following instructions and all is actually the financial security. And that's thing number one. I think that is something that one need to be prepared itself. So what do you mean by financial planning and insecurities and securities, and how do you really deal with it and all? First of all, I think the kind of lifestyle that we're living today is not really very conducive for somebody planning an entrepreneurship route. Because what we're told is, from the time you graduate from your management college or whatever qualification that you have, is get a stable job. As soon as you have a surety of money coming in, then you go to the bank and check your eligibility for what amount of loan you can get. And the first thing you do is, okay, now I have got a job, I can afford to buy a car. So let's go and take a loan for buying a car. Once you have taken a car loan, you spend a couple of years, 2-3 years down the line, and you say, okay, now what next? I need to buy a home for myself. What do you do? From a 5-year loan,
you
take a 20-year. So you actually are making your problem multiply. So while it might look very easy and simple, but what you're doing actually is you're tying yourself up to a loan.
And that's where the financial liabilities come in.
Exactly. So before somebody plans to get into your own thing, first thing is, I think, get rid of all your mortgages, all your loans. Get out of any kind of liability that you are carrying, because that is something that will really slow you down. And unlike a job thing where you have a assurance of fixed monthly income that is coming to you time and time again, in case of entrepreneurship, you're not really assured of that. Some months could be really good and some months could be actually low.
So what you're suggesting is that, you know, in case if you're planning to do something like this, and that's a very valid point, I have to agree, that if you are planning to you know, get into this entrepreneurship or doing something on your own, make sure that you start preparing for it, I would say probably about a year in advance. Because, you know, that way you should try and clear off all your liabilities, mortgages and all of those things. And then also be mentally prepared for, you know, certain kind of a lows that you might have in future. But eventually there will be a positive, you know, side to it.
I would say mentally as well as financially. Because there can be contingencies which might just come up and appear which you're not planned for. So make sure that you're covered well, you have a certain portion of your funds which is kept aside for meeting contingencies that you've not really planned for, and then probably proceed ahead.
And probably it's a good idea that in case if you see that in the next 1 or 2 years there will be some big liability coming your way, you know, maybe that is not the best time. So probably even timing is very important as to when you kind of take that plunge.
Exactly.
At least the good part is that through this small conversation and chat, we have been able to get some quick ideas. That one is that, you know, you need to have a motivation as to what you want to do. Whatever your friends and family, if they're supportive, great. If they are not supportive, if they are criticizing, well, start ignoring some of those things, because at the end of the day, you know what is going to be better for you. Commit yourself to something like that, because it's the responsibility of making it successful. Your own decision, successful or failure, lies with you. So it's important that you do everything possible to do that. Convert your fears into challenge. Success is something which is very subjective. So possibly you know as to what is your own yardstick for success. Don't let your dreams die just because, you know, there's a fear in your mind or you think what will happen eventually and all of those things. So Ashish, you want to add anything to that?
No, I think very well encapsulated. And last, I think it is very important for someone who's planning to be on their own to have a survivor kind of a mindset. You have to be on your toes all the time. You should not be taking risks saying, okay, I've done good for this month, let me just go and relax and chill. So yes, you need to take your own breaks, but you have to be always alert and on your toes. Second is, I think, which is another very important point we've not touched upon so far, is that never be afraid of failures. And the way the conventional knowledge that we carry, the way we've been taught at our childhood, you know, don't fail.
Yeah.
You know, you fail in an examination. How can you really do that? You scored so less. How is that possible? So right from the childhood, we've been taught that, you know, always stay away from failure.
Failure is not an option.
Yeah.
So, and that's true, you know, even in corporate world and life, and that's what everyone expects. And I think that's a bang on point. And a lot of people actually have their motivations, like, you know, they want to spend time with their family and everything. So please be prepared. If that is a motivation to spend time with your family, at least in the first few years, I would say that you really have to, you know, work very hard to make things work. And then again, you know, life can be beautiful after that. It is beautiful. It's just a question of as to how you make it. So, you know, friends, I'm sure that, you know, you would have enjoyed this little small conversation with Ashish Bhardwaj. And Ashish, thank you so much for being part of this chat.
Thank you very much for inviting here. It's a pleasure to be talking to you, Tanmay, again. You're a good old friend, and I love chatting with you on subjects like this. Thank you.
Yes, we do chat about some interesting and intelligent subjects also sometimes, I would say that. But thank you so much. This is, you know, Tanmay from this podcast, Tanmay Talks. And keep listening. In case if you have any feedback or any kind of reactions, please share it and we'll be happy. So all the very best. This is Tanmay from Tanmay Talks.